Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. Gentle motivation to move. Now, before you start scrolling through those 10 ways to self-care lists with that familiar groan, hold on. We're gonna dive into something a little deeper today. Because let's be honest, the word self-care can feel like it belongs in a Pinterest board, right? Lush baths, face masks, and long walks on the beach. Yeah, sometimes those things are amazing, but they don't always cut through the noise of everyday life. Today we're talking about self-care that actually fuels your fire, the kind that gets you moving, even when you feel stuck. So buckle up, because this episode is about finding power in taking care of yourself, not just for relaxation, but for genuine strength and resilience. We're gonna unpack 5 key takeaways that can transform your self-care from a fleeting feeling to an unshakable force in your life. First things first, ditch the pressure. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. Self-care is a journey, not a destination. It's about showing up for yourself, day by day, with small acts of kindness and attention. Think of it like watering a plant. You don't expect to see a giant sunflower bloom instantly, but with consistent care, it grows stronger and more vibrant over time. Second, listen to your body. This one feels pretty obvious, right? But how often do we actually tune into those subtle cues our bodies are sending us? That persistent ache in your shoulders? The constant fatigue that drags you down? These aren't just annoyances, they're messages from your body screaming for attention. Sometimes, taking a break isn't about lounging on the couch and binge-watching Netflix. It's about stepping away from the screen, going for a walk, stretching, or simply practicing deep breaths. Movement isn't always about intense workouts. It can be as simple as dancing to your favorite song in your living room. Third, nourish yourself with goodness. This applies to both your physical and mental well-being. Fuel your body with nutritious foods that make you feel energized and alive. And just like a plant needs sunlight, your mind craves nourishing activities, reading, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, pursuing hobbies that spark joy. Fourth, set healthy boundaries. Ever felt like you're constantly on the go, juggling too many things at once? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything, leaving yourself drained and depleted? It's time to reclaim your time and energy. Learn to say no gracefully, to commitments that don't align with your priorities or drain your spirit. And finally, embrace imperfection. This is a big one, folks. We often put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect in every aspect of our lives. But guess what? Nobody's perfect, and striving for an unattainable ideal can actually lead to burnout and discouragement. Remember, self-care isn't about being flawless. It's about being kind and compassionate towards yourself, embracing your strengths and weaknesses, and celebrating the journey. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're facing a big deadline at work, feeling overwhelmed and stressed. You could easily fall into the trap of working late into the night, sacrificing sleep and self-care for the sake of productivity. But what if you took a different approach? Instead of pushing through, you take a mindful break. Maybe you step outside for a quick walk, enjoying the fresh air and sunshine. Or perhaps you practice some deep breathing exercises to calm your mind and body. Even a few minutes of intentional self-care can make a world of difference. You return to your work feeling refreshed, focused, and ready to tackle the challenge with renewed energy and clarity. So remember, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and pampering sessions. It's about building a foundation of strength, resilience, and genuine well-being. It's about listening to your body, nourishing your mind, setting healthy boundaries, and embracing imperfection. As we wrap up today, I want you to remember these key takeaways. Ditch the pressure, tune into your body, nourish yourself with goodness, set healthy boundaries, and embrace imperfection. Now go out there and fuel your fire, one act of self-care at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful and leave a review if you enjoyed it. We're building a community here, folks, and every little bit counts. See you in the next episode where we dive into another powerful tool for moving forward. Stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.